takes over. 3 weeks later, Helton bangs up his own knee and gets replaced by a kid named Peyton Manning. Helton knows his future is in baseball, and after people see Manning play, he isn't getting the job back anyway. Helton eventually quits football, but in the fall of my freshman year, he is still playing. We're having a baseball workout just down the hill from the football practice field, and one day I see Helton walking toward the ball field during a break in football practice. He is wearing his orange football jersey and football cleats and has his helmet in his hand. "Can I jump in and get a couple of swings?" Helton asks the coaches. They say sure. He puts down his helmet and grabs a wooden bat and gets in the cage. He hasn't had a single warm-up swing. He eschews aluminum in favor of good, old-fashioned lumber. On his second swing, he crushes a ball far over the right field fence. "That's good, thanks," Helton says, picking up his helmet and going back to football practice. I tried not to stare. Helton is one of the greatest clutch hitters I've ever seen. During the NCAA regionals my freshman year, we are down 4 in the 8th inning against Arizona State when he comes up with the bases loaded. One swing later, the game is tied. Helton comes through again and again with his bat, but he is also a phenomenal left-handed relief pitcher, once putting together a string of 47 scoreless innings. He still holds the school save record, 23. Helton is something to watch, but the truth is that Peyton Manning puts on the best show in Knoxville, Saturday after Saturday. Peyton and I become friends, and I'm a sideline spectator at Neyland Stadium, one of the perks of being an athlete, for almost every Tennessee home game. The more I study him, the more I appreciate what he brings to the field. Peyton is a good, accurate passer, but he doesn't have an arm that totally wows you. It's not as if I watch him throw and think, "That is the most beautiful ball I've ever seen." He's got nowhere near the arm that Heath Shuler had, or even the arm that Brandon Stewart, a quarterback who transferred to Texas A&M, had. Peyton even throws his share of ducks, but it doesn't matter, because everything else is so out of this world that it overrides any little flaw he might have. His decision-making, his presence, his gift for leading and making others around him believe they are all without peer. He is the guy you want in charge, the guy who has been around the game his whole life, and it shows. I learn so much from observing him, because it's a reminder that the best pitchers are not necessarily the ones who throw the hardest or have the scouts salivating over their natural arm strength. The best pitchers are the guys who have a plan and know how to execute it.